to my own family. Enlighten by the Holy Spirit a person who responds to this gift of counsel knows what to do in a specific case. Concretely, definitely. This morning, and for the last time, going over, call them the notes, in preparation for our meditation. I asked our Lord, Lord, you know, and only you know, for the mentor I'm speaking need. Give me, I beg you, the gift of counsel. So that I will say what you want me to say to enable them to live this gift of counsel in their own lives and every day and all day make wise decisions for themselves and give wise counsel to others. Let's go on. The whole retreat, and it could be a 30-day retreat with 5 meditations each day on just this gift of counsel. Implicit in this gift of the Holy Spirit is the natural inability of reason left to itself to grasp. No way can we grasp all the aspects, all the elements in even a single concrete situation and see at a glance all the circumstances that accompany what I am doing now and will result from the action that I will perform. No way could I know how will I remember. It was on the last day of August, I can't believe it, in 1936, I left my mother's house to enter the Society of Jesus. Humanly speaking, I had everything on the other side. A little mother who worked herself literally to death for her only son. A wonderful girl who had the wedding day set. 4 unqualified acceptance from medical school at Ohio State. Except, as I look back, for the gift of counsel, I do remember walking down from the second floor where Mother and I lived. It crossed my mind, I don't know what you're doing. I didn't. But look at that. The Holy Spirit did. You're making sense. Hold on, wait. The Holy Spirit to guide us every moment of our conscious day. All the money in the world is useless when it comes to making decisions, which of course imply the future. Only God knows the future, and His Holy Spirit knows the future. He knows, as we do not know, what we should do now. Say, Lord, at this moment, what step to take, what direction to walk. Now, some practical recommendations until our time for this meditation will be over, because I am to practice the gift of counsel in giving these meditations. The secret is not to trust your own judgment. To constantly ask God for light, Lord, that I may see, but one very practical new recommendation this, well, I've said it so often, you'll by now be bored. Be always ready, and whatever you decide on as the result of this retreat, find out how you, not someone else, but you, are to be more open than you have been, and I'm speaking for myself, and we might be more open than we have been to doing the will of God in the time still left us before the dawn of eternity. Never ask yourself, what do I want? Always, what does God want? And the only sure way of knowing this precious gift of counsel is to be faithful to God's will now. I am faithful to God's will today, which is Saturday. God will show me what His will is tomorrow, Sunday. And nobody cheats with God. Hear it. Grace, marriage grace. I correspond with grace A. God will give me grace B. I correspond with grace B. He'll give me grace C. Openness to the will of God is a divine assured guarantee of knowing God's will in every future moment of our day. Mary, Mother of God, Seer of Wisdom, You understood God's will. You believe that everything in this world is meaningless, except as a means of reaching your Son. And it is not for nothing. You are addressed as a lady of good counsel. Obtain from us, dear Mother, something of these gifts for the mind that you possessed, so that all your Son's will here on earth may be embraced by his divine arms in eternity. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't think I should apologize for using up